WOOC correspondent Jonah Moberg met with Connor Ambruster and Jack Levine at the Adirondack Whaling Company. Of the Adirondack Whaling Company, I'm sorry. A Troy-based band and multimedia experiment whose work combines fantasy and catharsis to explore the beauty and alienation of upstate New York. We'll hear them talk about their work, and then we'll hear the radio premiere of their latest track.
I'm Connor Armbruster.
I'm Jack Levine.
And collectively?
And collectively, we are two-thirds of
the Adirondack Whaling Company,
which I just said at the same time. Our third member, Alex, is not here, and he also performs under the name Hunt.
I think he pronounces it like Hunter. Hunter.
But his Twitter name is HNT Hunt.
So what brought you all together musically?
Well, Jack and I went to high school together, and we had pretty similar interests, and both of us were involved. I think really the thing that kicked us off musically was we were in this production of Twelfth Night, where he was playing Feste, and I was like writing the music, and we had this little chamber group, and it was all like the whole play was presented in this like psychedelic Beatles 1960s style. So we did all these Beatles covers and stuff, and Feste was like singing in some of the songs and everything. So yeah,
cool.
That was like the beginning
so bizarre.
Of our, it makes a lot of sense though. I think that the
12th Night thing, makes sense knowing a bit of your music, just the whole like fantastical and kind of literary quality to what you do.
Yeah.
Could you talk about the premise of the group Adirondack Whaling Company?
Yes. So it's gone through multiple iterations, but it's definitely very story-based, and we've always tried to make it not really just music, but sort of like a whole collective mythology. So we came up with, we were like thinking of names for a group, and we knew we wanted to have a story. And I'm not exactly sure how Adirondack Whaling Company started, but somebody came up with the name, and then we developed a story around that, which was also loosely based off of a scene of Fantasia 2000.
I think the main goal is, I think we talked about our like aesthetic appreciation for some of that music, especially that one Fantasia thing with the whales flying, and there's an alienating aspect to that, right? Combining something that you know is not connected to the ocean, but putting whales there. And I think that was the idea, is just let's try to talk about the things that we're interested in, but from a perspective that is just like othered by default, because that'll lead us to ideas that are way different than what we would have ever expected.
Do you think that distance from like reality, you know, it makes it easier for you to write vulnerably?
Yes. I have a very hard time being honest with myself. I have a very hard time writing lyrics that I feel are honest. And with that detachment, I feel like I'm able to come around to myself. I think that even writing music, like recording structure, figuring out what instruments we want to use, like there's a phrase that was coined, I believe, by a philosopher and history buff named Dan Carlin. He's got a podcast that's called Hardcore History. But he has a term called Martian Americana, or looking at things from a Martian American perspective. Like if you were an alien coming to Earth and you were to view America as it is now. And he's thinking politically, socially, culturally. But a lot of like the movement where we've moved our aesthetic is towards that idea. Detach yourself, but also make yourself completely relevant to what you want to do.
Yeah, and I think it's something too that the way that it's evolved has gone sort of from like we started out as being this band, but then we were coming up with all these ideas from different sources, and it's definitely non-traditional in a sense, because like we go about things in such a bizarre way. Like Jack and I were both pulling ropes for Peter Pan at our middle school last month.
Peter Pan Jr.
Peter Pan Jr. was being performed, and we were flying Peter Pan, and that
I flew Peter Pan.
You flew Peter Pan, and I flew John.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we were there at these rehearsals, and we started looking at Peter Pan, and we tried to like take the most Martian perspective of Peter Pan that we possibly could, And we came up with a whole, there's a whole plot in the works, and we're going to make a Captain Hook rock opera.
Well, it, someone had to.
Yeah.
Wow. And that, I guess that, that like multiplicity of inspiration that you all share takes forms outside of music. Am I correct? There's a visual aspect to what you do as a band.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's pretty much shared between the two of us. I think that I went in with a lot more of the, like, you know, wanting to do watercolor, wanting to do aspects of the world that I was looking at, which was, I mean, at the time, suburban Del Mar, New York, right where I lived and went to school. And then I think you also started to put more attention into your doodles and your drawings. And I think we both kind of discovered this similar visual aesthetic. Which really comes into play with the music video that you recently finished.
I worked on it my last semester at RPI. I worked on this like a stop motion, kind of a weird stop motion video that goes along with a song that we recorded last year, and it's like a whole kind of style. Like I made a technique around doing this weird sort of stop motion stuff where I was like finger painting and stuff, and like taking my hands out of frame, and I would set it to automatically take pictures every like couple of seconds, and it was an interesting little thing, but it fits us pretty well. Yeah.
Well, the song itself is it's basically taking that Martian American perspective, and it is the heart of our album that's currently being mastered and going to come out within the next few months. But it's called Sun in the Sky, and it does evoke and talk about the idea of American Heartland, which is the title of the album. In that, I think there is so much alienation, and in that, the concept of like being under one umbrella of a nation, of a country, of a, you know, of a people, there are so many of us that walk around and feel as if disconnected from the people on the street, from our families, from tradition, from culture. It's all seemed to kind of be, in a way, washed out.
Yeah. You're the Martian American thing, and that idea about alienation reminds me of this quote from William Burroughs where he said that communicating with extraterrestrials would be just as difficult as communicating with anybody.
So true. It's so true, and it's hard. I mean, you see all sorts of people who have been radicalized in some various way and go on to do some terrible thing to their school, to their church. And I think one of the things at the heart of that issue is a loss of tradition, is a loss of culture, is a loss of connection to community.
Separation, alienation, yeah.
So if people want to get, we only have a couple minutes left, and I would like to fill that with your music. But before that, if people want to hear your music or see your music video or maybe see you play, where can they go to find out about that?
Yeah, so on Apple Music and Bandcamp, and we have a YouTube channel as well.
And you can look it up under Adirondack Whaling Company.
Any gigs coming up?
Upcoming gigs we're playing O Slattery's in Del Mar on March 24th.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jonah.
Thank you.
Oh, junk man drives home from the bar. The sun in the sky is baking down. The rain clouds are far, but the near rain is car tires sinking their teeth. Finds him soon.